Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Clark in Doha. The top stories here on Al Jazeera. And President Joe Biden has threatened to stop the supply of weapons to Israel if it launches a large-scale attack on Rafah. Biden's comments come after the U.S. confirmed it has paused a weapons shipment to Israel consisting of thousands of large bombs. One of the main hospitals in southern Gaza has been evacuated after Israeli troops seized the Rafah border crossing. Patients and medical workers fled Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital in Rafah, fearing Israeli strikes. It was one of the few medical facilities treating patients wounded during Israeli attacks on the city. The World Health Organization has warned other hospitals will run out of fuel soon. In Gaza City, a third mass grave has been uncovered at Al-Shifa Hospital. Palestinian officials say they've exhumed 49 bodies and the recovery process is still underway. The Israeli military laid siege to the facility in March, killing hundreds of people inside, including medical staff. The death toll from flooding in Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul has risen to more than 100. At least another 130 have been reported missing in the country's worst flooding in nearly 80 years. Rescue teams from the army, police and volunteers are helping bring thousands of people to safety. Rescuers in South Africa are in a race against time as they search for at least 39 people trapped under a collapsed building in the city of George, which is near Cape Town. The building was under construction when it went down 2 days ago, killing at least 8 people. More than 200 emergency personnel are working with sniffer dogs to find survivors. President Xi Jinping has arrived in Hungary for the final stop on his visit to Europe. China has invested close to $10 billion in manufacturing and infrastructure in the country. And Prime Minister Viktor Orban is keen to maintain good ties with a major economic partner. Xi began his European trip in France, followed by a visit to Serbia. His trip to Hungary marks 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. North Macedonia's right-wing opposition has won parliamentary elections. That means that the Balkan country will have its first female president, Gordana Siljanovska-Davkova. The return of the right-wing opposition to power is likely to slow the country's integration into the European Union.
On the Inside Story podcast, what could the humanitarian and political consequences be of Israel's seizure of the Rafah crossing in Gaza, a vital gateway to the world for Palestinians living there? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.